Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Well, welcome back to Redevelop That. Again, I'm your host, Derek Allen, here talking all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson. Well, maybe not all things, but most things redevelopment. Well, thanks for joining us again. I hope you enjoyed our last episode with Councilwoman Michelle Romero and our redevelopment manager, Anthony Malloy. They really have been a huge champions of redevelopment here in the city, and they continue to advance redevelopment's efforts to make a change here in our community. And so, as I mentioned before, first few episodes are a series where we've had the opportunity to sit down with the mayor and several council members and hear from them about what it has been like to live and serve here in the city of Henderson and how redevelopment has impacted our community. Now, each of these individuals have been longtime, some lifetime residents of our community and have seen significant growth of our city over the years. It is a great opportunity to get their insight into how this growth has really impacted our community. Well, so far we've been able to hear from the mayor and Councilwoman Romero. And now today, we're going to have the opportunity to sit down with Councilman Dan Stewart and get his take on how the city's growing, what his vision is for the city, and hear about his thoughts on the redevelopment and what kind of impact it has had on the city. So I just want to thank again, Councilman Stewart, for sitting down with us. So let's go ahead and sit back, relax, and let's enjoy our interview with Councilman Stewart. We're here today with Councilman Dan Stewart. We thank you for being here with us today and being a guest on our podcast as we've ventured out into a new realm of media for us. And so we really appreciate your time and meeting with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is a pleasure and a joy. I love talking about redevelopment and development in general at the city.
Yeah, absolutely. You've had an illustrious career in the development industry, and whether it's been in construction engineering, and all aspects of it. And so, I'm going to start off here a little bit. And in your history, I understand you moved to the city in 1979-ish?
Yes, actually, I am a fourth-generation Nevadan. You won't probably meet very many of those, southern Nevadan. I grew up on the other side of town, northwest part of town. Western high school, rah, rah, rah. long time ago.
Went to Bonanza, so.
That side of town. And went off to school, college, BYU, and then Stanford for a master's in construction engineering and management. Met my wife at BYU, and we'd already had a child, and we were coming back. My family was in the construction business, civil construction, roads, underground infrastructure kind of stuff. Nevada Rock and Sand, which was a fixture here in Henderson for many, many years. Came back and just figured, well, we'll move back to where I was raised, and that's on the northwest part of town. But there was this new area, this new master plan community called Green Valley, and we came out here one day and fell in love with it. And actually, it was in 78, we were still at school. We moved back and bought a home in one of the first subdivisions in Green Valley, right off of Sunset and Green Valley Parkway. So I have loved it ever since.
It was brand new then.
Brand new. It was the best decision we've ever made.
I was going to say, back then you had two choices. You were either the Lakes Master Plan or Green Valley.
That's right.
So those were good, both good.
And we
good
made
areas.
The right one.
So you did.
We made the right choice.
During all that time, you served on numerous boards, commissions. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, you were on the Planning Commission. And then in 2017, you were appointed to City Council.
I was.
And then in 2019, you ran and was elected to City Council. And so what inspired you to enter the world of...
Well, that's a good question. People ask me that all the time, and you hear all the time a kind of a pat answer as well. I want to give back to the community, and I'm not downplaying that at all, but... No. actually, in my case, that's really one of the main reasons that I wanted to become involved, because I was on the other side my whole time working. Mm-hmm. So in construction and development, you know, you interface with the city at all levels. Mm-hmm. And I always enjoyed the folks that were at the city, are at the city, and enjoyed working with them. And this opportunity came along, and I just thought, you know, I've lived here actually as figuring up two-thirds of my life now. I don't want to say how old I am, but two-thirds of my life I have lived in Henderson. Raised my children here, and now they're raising their kids, our grandkids here. So,
that's awesome.
Yes, give back to the community, but it also has given me opportunity to work with like-minded, high-quality individuals, both at the staff level here at the city, as well as on the council and the mayor. It's just... and the executive team. It's just really, there's just a different feel here in the city. And if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be involved. But you know how it is. You work with good people. You mm-hmm. want to continue to do so. So, you know, that, and then I, you know, I've had the right background. Not so much of any pre-planning, just kind of the way my life went with experience, with my education. My background, my, you know, vision, which
say,
all lends itself to what I think we're trying to do here at a city, at mm-hmm. the city. And, you know, and then not getting too personal, but I think my motives are mm-hmm. aligned with, you know, I think I'm doing things for the right reason.
You definitely have had a background with the city for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been the CEO and president of the reasons the city of Henderson was even here,
right?
With Basic Management Incorporated, and so you served there a long time. You've worked with ANC, which was mm-hmm. the American Nevada Corporation, which developed Green Valley Master right. Plan Community, and so you've definitely have been involved with the growth of the city over.
42 years.
42 years.
Uh-oh, now if you do the math, that ages me. You can figure it out.
You'll be able to figure that out. I wasn't going to say it, but and I think you've touched about a little bit about how each of those positions that you've worked with with those companies, and how you've been able to, you know, grow those companies within mm-hmm. the city and help them to, in turn, grow our community to become what it is today. You know,
yeah.
You definitely have seen probably some of the greatest growth of Henderson
yes.
Has ever seen.
Yep.
And coming from the Northwest, you and myself, Henderson didn't always have the reputation
no,
that it has today.
No.
And so it's definitely a test to...
Yep.
You know, great individuals who have dedicated a lot of their life and working to grow Henderson.
Yeah, and just a shout out to all the public officials and the electeds and staff and everybody that's over the last 30 or 40 years here. I mean,
yeah.
It's because of them we are where we are.
Absolutely.
You know, we can pat ourselves on the back right now because we are a premier community.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we say that all the time, right?
Right.
But in a sense... We are.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, but couldn't have got here without all the folks that have gone before yeah. with the right vision and really we're doing the right things for the right reasons.
You've been in a lot of leadership positions in your career coming up through the many companies you worked mm-hmm. for. And you've, I'm sure you've worked with a lot of great people that have mm-hmm. helped build those companies. But as you know, usually as the president and or CEO of mm-hmm. those types of companies, you know, they look to you to kind of establish that vision or that direction mm-hmm. of that company, that where they want to go. You know, what has kind of been your vision for the city as you made this transition from kind of a private sector
mm-hmm.
Individual now moving into a public sector
right.
View of I'm curious, you know, kind of, What do you see for the city moving forward? And
well, let me good question, and let me kind of go back to what you just mentioned. And this is absolutely no political statement. I'm not here politicking,
nope.
right?
Nope.
For what I'm doing next year, but it ties into what you ask, mm-hmm. and that is, to me, kind of brings everything we've been talking to the last 5 minutes together. To me, we have kind of reached a strategic tipping point mm-hmm. in the city of Henderson. And because growth is coming, mm-hmm. it's coming, right? We know it's coming, but yet at the same time, we want to be able to maximize the benefits from that growth, take advantage of the opportunities it brings mm-hmm. to our community. But most important, or as equally as important, is we don't want to lose our hometown community feel. Mm-hmm. And again, not trying to politic here, that's probably one of the main reasons I decided to throw my hat in the ring for mayor, was because I really think we're in that position that we really need to look at things very smartly, mm-hmm. If that's a good way of putting it. again, a lot of politicians come in and say, oh, change, we got to change. Mm-hmm. That, no, we've got to, I would say we can step it up. Mm-hmm. We've got the staff here, we've got the council, we've got such great people. We just need to, you know, open our minds, be a little more strategic, and make sure that we capture all the benefits from growth, but at the same time, not lose our community, our hometown feel. I think that's what makes Henderson unique, is the community feel we have, and we just cannot lose that.
And I guess that kind of rolls right into my next question for you, is, since we are talking about redevelopment, right?
Yes.
Is, the majority of our redevelopment area, I'll say area and areas, you know, are in maturing neighborhoods.
Correct.
They are, you know, maturing residential neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. They're maturing business neighborhoods. And, you know, redevelopment is by definition, where we're there to try to remove physical barriers, mm-hmm. Social barriers, and economic barriers to each of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess you alluded to it a little bit in terms of managing that growth and managing mm-hmm. strategically managing, you know, the growth throughout the city, so we don't lose a particular feel that mm-hmm. has become known as Henderson.
Right.
And so, I guess, how does redevelopment in your mind? How does redevelopment play into what your vision is?
In a big way. In a big way. excuse me. I see the redevelopment areas. We have what? Five or six?
Five.
I see them really benefiting the fabric of our society, if that makes sense. Because mm-hmm. We got to have diversity. To me, strength is in diversity. And if you just do the same old, but, you know, in these redevelopment areas, we really have an opportunity to diversify, mm-hmm. and I just want them to reach their full potential. Each individual redevelopment area, mm-hmm. district, whatever you want to call it, individually as well as a whole. I use the word blight because that's what's
by definition.
By definition, that's what it is on the books, law. I liked what your terms were, the social barriers, mm-hmm. the economic barriers. I like that a lot better. It's a lot better sound to it. but that's what we're trying to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these areas are in underserved population. So this gives us a chance to help them have a leg up that maybe otherwise they wouldn't. Because of redevelopment in of itself is created to take the benefits of the growth within the area, mm-hmm. I'm preaching to the choir here, and put it back into the same area rather than the taxes or whatever mm-hmm. going elsewhere. And if we are smart, and we will be, I can see that really helping the underserved areas. And other than public safety, the most important thing to me is education,
mm-hmm.
education,
okay.
and then education. And because of Henderson being ahead of the game, and we'll go to the marijuana, mm-hmm. you know, the legalization of marijuana, and that money was supposed to go to schools, right? Mm-hmm. So it went to the general fund, and I'm not going to get into all of that. Not much of it did.
Yeah.
But a portion of that marijuana money, pot money, if you want to call it, stays within in each individual entity. Mm-hmm. Vegas, North Las Vegas, Clark County, City of Henderson. City of Henderson took the step of saying, okay, whatever money we keep, we're going to take 30% of that and invest it back into the schools mm-hmm. within our community. Although we're not our own school district,
right?
Education is so important to us and to our citizens, our residents, that we want to take the money that otherwise would go elsewhere and designate that to go to our schools. Mm-hmm. And so that's a large part of the whole redevelopment mm-hmm. because that generates that additional income for schools.
By state law, once we reached a certain size, you know, redevelopment even, you know, we are contributing even an additional 18% above and beyond that to,
yes.
back to the schools.
Yep.
Within the redevelopment.
That's right.
Within redevelopment areas, and so I like that that is a priority of yours in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, education. You know, because, you know, those are the communities that, you know, need the access to those types of facilities and need to be able to have that available to them.
Yep.
And so that's great. I like that point.
Yep. Very important.
So I guess, you know, kind of maybe wrap up a couple of things here to wrap up is that, you know, you've had a lot of experience in business and, you know, this podcast, generally we are reaching out to the business community mm-hmm. And the small businesses and medium-sized businesses that are located within our redevelopment areas. You know, if you had, dare I say, one piece of advice for a small business owner or a small business that would, you know, that you could share with them, what would, you know, anything that?
About 14 went through my mind. Now I'm trying to prioritize them. You know, don't get out too far out over your skis as you're starting. You know, sometimes things start really looking good, and mm-hmm. And that's coming from a lot of experience. That you're saying, "Well, I did this and I made that, so I can do more and make mm-hmm. more." And that's not always the case. I'd say be conservative, mm-hmm. plan for those rainy days, plan for those, pandemics.
Let's hope we don't go through this.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Oh boy. At least for another 100 years.
Right.
I just, you know, be conservative, be wise, be smart. And, well, this comes from my dad, just work your butt off. I don't know, work pretty much. Working hard pretty much covers up a lot of mistakes.
It does.
And a lot, you know, and a lot of, in my case, lack of knowledge. Yeah. You know, you just work hard and it'll happen.
It'll happen. That's great. I appreciate that. Those are lessons I learned from my father also.
Yeah.
He's like, get out there and do. I'm like, okay,
yep,
get out there and do.
Yeah, yeah. My dad started me very young. He didn't know anything about child labor laws. Construction business, right? There's a shovel, you know. Go.
You can dig a hole.
You bet. You're digging up to hold that shovel. Let's, you know, go work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it teaches you good lessons.
That's awesome. Kind of last question that I have for you today. How do you think, you know, our goal is to engage businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We want to engage the business community to ensure that they feel a part of this process.
Yeah.
You know, how have you seen public input and input from the businesses affect your vision on the city and then redevelopment?
Well, let me start on a more general term, and then,
okay.
let's focus back onto the redevelopment. Generally, my experience, it's been about 17, so it's been 5 years mm-hmm. I've been on council and two or three on planning mm-hmm. commission. I think we need to listen. We as a city listen very closely to what the residents have to say. And I know we get busy and we get going and we think, you know, this is the greatest project in the whole world, whatever it is. I'm mm-hmm. just talking in general terms. And we really need to just stop a minute and listen, because we work for them, they don't work for us, right? Typical old saying, but so in that's kind of generic. Mm-hmm. You know, we really need to be listening to what our residents are telling us. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes back to what I originally said about, you know, this community feel. We mm-hmm. want to keep that. Mm-hmm. I think the only way we're going to do that, because, you know, immediately when you say growth, a majority of the people say, oh, some word, mm-hmm. dang, <Yeah. laughs> you know, growth means bad.
Right.
And I don't believe that. I really don't, because of growth. Henderson is of mm-hmm. who we are. Best parks in the world, you know, best public safety, fire and police, pretty much best everything because growth, and it was managed correctly. It was managed strategically. And I'm kind of getting off the subject, but I'll get back to that.
You're going down a good road here.
Yeah. Like this. So, so we need to be involved, engaged with our residents, mm-hmm. so they understand that, you know, that there are a lot of benefits to growth. And so we just need to, now, back to the redevelopment more specifically, I think even more so than in general, the businesses that are within redevelopment areas need to be listened to even more closely, if that's mm-hmm. a good way of putting it, because redevelopment areas in and of themselves are defined as maybe you know, a little bit on the, what should I say, stressed side, mm-hmm. you know, maybe underserved side, and so
sure.
Wherever the city can to listen to the needs, the concerns, the problems, the challenges that our businesses have and help them. Coming from the private side, you know, I'm a firm believer that government can't do everything. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm probably over here saying, well, government has its role.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the private sector has a really big role. But where the city can help, these, you know, the startups, the mm-hmm. Businesses that are, you know, the mom and pa, the two or three employees, especially in the redevelopment areas, mm-hmm. because they are defined as such.
Right.
It's just not a general broad sense, that we need to reach out and employ whatever tools we have as a city to help them.
I appreciate that that insight. Of course, I agree.
Yeah,
so coming from that side, and yeah. And that, you know, that's our goal also, is that, you know, we want to engage them. And
yeah,
we engage those businesses to find out how we can
right.
get them over that, get them over the hump, and then keep them over that hump.
Exactly,
and keep them growing and keeping
the sustainability.
Sustainability and yep. and the ironic part of redevelopment now is that we do have some businesses that are growing so quickly mm-hmm. and so successfully that now they're moving out of redevelopment areas into somewhere, you know, somewhere that they
right.
can fit, yeah. and which is great that you know, that they're growing like that. We hate to see them leave, but you know, but that's also a part of that plan of trying
it
to find
natural evolution.
Yeah, you know, kind of getting them started and
yeah.
then moving them on. But so, well, I really appreciate you taking time to sit down with
my
us.
My pleasure.
And talk redevelopment.
I hope
talk
this
to city.
Was helpful.
Oh, absolutely. This has been great. I really, yeah. it's.
I go back away a long way, and I'll just leave this on. I was with BMI Landwell, you know, in the mid '90s mm-hmm. when this whole redevelopment idea came up, and we worked very closely with the city. We did East Side, which mm-hmm. at the time wasn't as big as it is now.
Right.
We enacted that as along with the downtown. We kind of mm-hmm. did them together, and, you know, because we were both learning how to set up redevelopment
right.
and all the process. And so I've been involved in the redevelopment before there was redevelopment
yeah.
agency or a redevelopment district here in the city. And it's truly been one of the bright spots, one of the good things that I've been involved with, because I can see the economic mm-hmm. and social educational advantages that come along with it.
Oh, that's great. We really appreciate all the efforts that you do and the support that you provide to us as an agency.
and the work that we do, and so and all the work that you have done up to this point. So we look forward to
my pleasure.
A bright future, and
it's I think we got a really bright future ahead of us. I really do.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you, Councilman Stewart, for sitting down with us and talking about all things redevelopment and your contributions you've made to our community and providing some words of wisdom to our business community. Well, as we wrap up this episode, I'm going to give another plug for the Water Street District. Councilman Stewart talked a bit about this area here in the downtown, and I just want to remind all you listeners to go check out the newly updated waterstreetdistrict.com website and learn about what's going on in our great downtown, and also invite you to come down and check it out and see for yourselves the transformation that's taking place. Well, thanks again for taking the time to listen in on our conversations about our city and the redevelopment efforts taking place in our communities. Also, just a reminder, if you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes of Redevelop That, I just want you to email me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Remember, that's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. That's derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Until the next time, remember the words of Tom Ziegler: change starts with you, but it doesn't start until you do.